So did you want me to like thank you for this? Because I don't think that I can.
Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. You're tuned in to Soap Night, and it's Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. It's midnight edition here, and I'm so excited because I've got some juicy, exclusive daytime spoilers as well. So, don't go away, there's so much to enjoy. We'll be right back.
Gelato, curry, cacciatore, chimichurri, fried turkey, blueberry, McFlurry, cheesecake, grilled steak, clam bake, milkshake. We are America's Kitchen, DoorDash, every flavor welcome.
Get them the fries, or else your fries will be their fries. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, isn't this the eclectic gathering? Curtis texts him that they had found Andre and they were bringing him back here to answer some questions.
That's right. He texted me, the guy who used to be your best friend.
You are my friend. But you're not Jason Morgan.
Okay, Dr. Max, you have a lot of explaining to do. Why don't we get to the point? Tell the truth. I'm Jason Morgan. And that's my twin brother, Andrew Kane.
I entrusted my son to you and you lied to me.
I'm sorrier than I can say.
You did everything you could to convince me that Jake imagined seeing this man when you knew he was real? After everything Jake's been through? How dare you?
Why are you so desperate to cover your tracks? Why did you need this man to believe he's me? You sabotaged my kid. You tried to steal my life.
Okay, everybody just needs to take a step back. Dr. Maddox is still in custody.
You and Dr. Maddox used to have a very personal relationship, right? How could you be objective?
Oh, easy, man. Okay, she went all the way to Cuba to find the good doctor. I think she wants some answers just like the rest of us.
If I may. The man currently known as Jason Morgan makes an excellent point. The commissioner is hardly objective in this matter.
And neither are you, because you're his lawyer.
That's right. Yes, I have been retained to prove that this man is Jason Morgan, which I firmly believe. But my feelings are irrelevant. It doesn't matter what I think or hope or want. What matters is what I can prove in a court of law, what testimony, what evidence I can bring before a judge. Now, I can subpoena Dr. Maddox, depose him. Process could take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years. Or we could settle this matter right here, right now. Which would you prefer?
But now, post-haste immediately.
Spinelli, okay. You brought him back. The question was for my client and his brother. What do you prefer?
No.
And you? Hey, it's up to you, whatever you decide.
Right now.
I'm sure you're gonna figure everything out eventually.
Franco, please. I need to be here.
Okay. Then I'll be here with you.
Dr. Maddox, I'm gonna stipulate at the top that this isn't a legal procedure. Yet your Miranda rights are still in effect. You can remain silent. You can talk to a lawyer.
I understand. Jordan has already read me my rights. If what I say is used against me in court, it's probably what I deserve.
So, let's start at the top. How did you come to be involved with my client and his brother?
I developed a procedure to map and transfer human memories. My hope was that the memories of patients suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia could be preserved and restored.
Neither my client or his brother suffer from either of those conditions.
No, I don't.
And yet they were involved with your procedure.
Yes, different phases of it, but yes.
How did that come to happen?
I began my research with the WSB. They had ethical concerns and shut me down.
Then who financed you?
I don't know.
But there was financing.
Yes, I met with attorneys and received funds via wire transfer from offshore accounts. I realized that the procedure could be misused, but I felt the long-term benefits outweighed the risks. So when the backer wanted me to test the procedure, I agreed.
And who are your test subjects?
Identical twins, Jason Morgan and his brother Andrew Kane. No.
What was your understanding?
I never spoke with either man before the procedure. They were both sedated and unconscious.
And that didn't set off any alarms in your head? I mean, they bring in two dudes, unconscious, strapped to a gurney, and all you can think about is a paycheck? Now, what kind of doctor are you?
A desperate one, on the brink of a breakthrough that could help so
many. So you sell your soul to make that happen? We appear to be getting off track, Dr. Maddox. Did you know which man was Jason Morgan and which was Andrew Kane?
Yes, I was instructed to map Jason's memories and imprint them on Andrew.
How did this affect Jason?
It didn't. It's like putting your hand on a Xerox machine. There's a copy of your handprint, but your hand is unaffected.
Well, how did your procedure affect Andrew?
His memories were replaced. Andrew believes he's lived Jason's life.
Dr. Maddox, you said earlier that there were different phases to this procedure.
Yes. Jason underwent one phase. I mapped his memory. Andrew underwent both phases. I mapped his memory to establish a baseline and then imprinted Jason's memory over it.
Do you have any idea why your backer wanted the procedure done on Andrew and not vice versa? I mean, why not imprint Andrew's memories on Jason?
I don't know. I never spoke directly with the backer. So their goals and motives are a mystery to me.
After the procedure was completed, what happened to Andrew and Jason?
I don't know. They were taken away by the same people who brought them in.
So that was the end of it as far as you were concerned?
No. In early 2015, the backer contacted me through a third party. One of the subjects had surfaced in Port Charles. I was expected to establish myself here and monitor him.
Hey, watch me.
Jason,
me and my entire
family. You know, son of a bitch. Pretend to treat my kid so you can watch me. I didn't pretend to treat Jake. I've done everything in my power to help him.
Okay, once again, we are off track. Dr. Maddox, did your backer tell you which man you were to keep under surveillance?
Yes.
So you know which of these men is Andrew Kane and which is Jason Ward?
Yes.
Then tell them. They have the right to know.
You won't have much use for me when the truth comes out. So I'm going to take this last chance to try and explain my intentions. Alzheimer's and dementia are soul-destroying conditions. They lay waste to lives, not only the patient, but those who love them.
Shut up! No one here feels sorry for you. You are a cruel, greedy, egomaniac who raped Andrew's mind for money. You took away his past and you replaced it with Jason's? And what about Jason? You say he only got the first phase, like it's no big deal to have your memory mapped. It's his life. He lived it. You can't just take it away. Wait, what am I talking about? You didn't take it away. You sold it to your backer. So screw you and your intentions. Tell us who's who so we can be done with this.
I was sent to Port Charles to monitor Andrew Kane. Your Andrew. And your Jason.
How much has he paid you? Who? Sonny. What did he promise you? He said he's gonna bail you out. Get you away clean. Make you disappear. All you gotta do is lie and say Andrew is Jason.
I'm not lying,
Jason. That's not Jason. I know my life. I know my memories. What do you think I did to you, huh? Why would you turn on me?
What are you talking about? I didn't turn on you. I had nothing to do with this. You have my word.
What hurts is that your word doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I finally have my wife, my life, all to my own. And because I wouldn't work for you, you sold me out to this fraud to take what's mine.
You got it wrong, man.
Dr. Maddox, do you have any proof?
Nothing I can access.
Of course he doesn't. Can you listen to him? Memory mapping? He's lying.
Commissioner?
Yes.
If Dr. Maddox has nothing further to contribute, maybe this might be a good time to start his processing?
Martinez, would you take Dr. Maddox to booking?
I truly am sorry.
I truly do not care. We're wasting our time here. We need to leave.
I have proof.
Spinelli, please, not now.
Apologies. Samantha, but the longer this goes on, the more painful it becomes. Especially the Mannings. And your old. I have proof that you're Andrew King.
Spinelli, you're a computer hacker. You could create a fake data file.
I could. But why would I choose to? Why would I intentionally inflict such pain on you or Samantha or your brother, for that matter? We're prolonging this would just cause more distress and more confusion. No, my goal is to establish facts. What you do with them, it's your business.
Why don't you hear him out, man? At least you'll know what you're up against just in case you decide to fight.
Show me what you got.
This is Chief Special Warfare Operator Andrew Kane. I commend you, sir. You're a Navy SEAL. Navy SEAL Andrew Kane served with honor. He had a distinguished service record and received multiple medals and commendations. He went inexplicably AWOL in July of 2012. There was no apparent motive, no debts, no arrests. There's no indication of trauma or conflict in his life. He had many combat tours, some classified, but there was no indication in his fitness report of PTSD. He simply vanished. 3 months prior to Jason Morgan being lost and presumed dead. My speculation is that Dr. Maddox's backer took the precaution of acquiring Andrew before he took Jason.
The road to hell is paved with speculation, Spinelli. Just stick to the facts.
Well, I have no more facts at my disposal. However, the commissioner does.
What are you talking about?
You have this individual's fingerprints on file taken sometime after 2015?
That's right.
Yeah, well, the Navy has Andrew Kane's fingerprints on file, and as a law enforcement officer, those files are at your disposal. All it would take is a simple search.
Thank you. I got it.
And? It's a match. You can see for yourself.
These are electronic records. Like I said, Spinelli's a hacker. He could have created this himself.
I'm sure the Navy has hard copies. Andrew Kane's fingerprints. We can request them, do a comparison. In the meantime, I would like to move forward with my subpoena on the cold case files involving my client from 1996.
You know what, man? It's time to give it up. Hey.
Oh, that's what you think, huh?
I think you got screwed. And so did he. But facts are facts, man. And waiting around for a hard copy of your fingerprints from the Navy? No, it ain't gonna change nothing, all right? You are Andrew Kane, a Navy SEAL. My late brother, he was in the military, so I have a pretty good idea of what that means. It's impressive, man. You should be proud of yourself. It's a badge of honor.
It would help if I could remember one thing about my life, but I don't. All I remember is...
managed to coexist when it came to Jake. This other guy, I just don't see that happening. I mean, there's no way Jason's gonna grasp or even care that what I did because I had a brain tumor, or that Jake is important to me. I got through to Jake when nobody else was capable of doing that.
There's been so much turmoil and confusion in that kid's life, and now I have to tell him that Andrew is his uncle, and some other guy is his father.
Yeah. How do you do something like that?
No, I'm gonna have to think about it. Under normal circumstances, I would say, let's go talk to Dr. Maddox.
Yeah, I know.
The good thing is, I don't think I'm in a hurry.
You don't?
Well, whatever you think about Jason, he would never do anything intentionally to hurt his son. He's not gonna show up and demand to see Jake. He will wait for me to decide when the time is right.
You certainly have a lot of faith in that guy.
Well, when it comes to Jake, yeah, I do.
On the next General Hospital.
I need a session, Doc, in the worst way.
I'm here to ask you not to do that.
I ordered a Christmas present before we broke up.
By this time tomorrow, you'll have your answer.
We're in this together.
Please, don't make her give that up.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Look, you know I always give credit for a well-thrown shade, but has it dawned on anyone that this is Michael's wedding day and he might appreciate some support?
Well, we're here.
It's kind of important.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. Anyone know what that's all about?
No idea.
If there's a fight, I bet Drew throws the first punch.
There's not gonna be a fight.
Right.
I hope.
What's up? There's something going on with Nell and Michael. I don't know if you know, but Nell's first fiancé died under questionable circumstances, and I don't want Michael to be next.
Yeah, of course not. What can I do?
Well, you live under the same roof as Michael and Nell, and Nell's really great at arranging accidents.
Okay. I'll keep an eye on him.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I don't know if you believe this or not, but I care for Michael also.
I believe it.
So, what is this? Is this a wedding or a funeral?
Honey, I sure hope you know what you're doing.
I don't get it. How come Bobby's so mad?
She doesn't approve that. She wants everybody to know it's her choice. So, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Hey, can I have a moment with my dad? I was hoping he can give me some last-minute marriage advice.
Sorry. Yeah, of course.
Can I give you some advice? Don't go through with this marriage.
Dad, I actually wanted to talk to you about Mom. She called me.
When? Just now?
Oh, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, so that means Jason gave her his burner phone. She took a chance in using it.
Yeah, she begged me not to marry Nell.
Then you should listen.
Dad, I have to do this. You said you understood.
I do, but sometimes parents, you know, they don't see their kids logically. They listen with their heart. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Your mom's afraid for you. So am I.
You want to help me, Dad? Look, I want you to go see Mom tomorrow, okay? And reassure her that I know what I'm doing. Because I do.
For as long as I can remember. That little adventure that took you away from your family and landed you in Singapore?
You set me up?
Well, this is crazy. I talked to Robin. You and Robert were on opposite sides of the world.
No, we weren't. We were playing out a game of our own, Robert and I. And when it finally concluded, he went off on another of his crusades. And then I found out I was pregnant. There was no one else it could have been. I wanted it to be someone else. So I made magic happen.
Magic? I was married. I had a kid.
I was being selfish.
Gee, you think?
I had my own growing family to think about.
So what happened? Why didn't you tell him?
Crisis of conscience. You said you wanted to go back to Laura and Lucky. I realized I couldn't keep you. I
realized you couldn't be saddled with a kid either, apparently.
Your adoptive parents were amazing people. They were honest, and they were present. And there's no way that I could have known that they were going to die.
Happy accident for you, I guess.
Not happy now. but it was an opportunity.
This is sick.
I'm finally interested. You came back into my life, which was such a blessing. And it was a chance for me and Luke.
Another con.
I wanted him to love me. That woman, Helena's daughter, you loved her.
I do.
Is there anything that you wouldn't do to win her back, even from death?
Like you're attempting to do right now to win Ethan's life back?
There's a problem. Nothing's changed. The hell it hasn't. You're just too scared to admit it.
So, don't poke the cobra with a stick.
You want me to be lying, don't you?
I don't have any interest in what you do.
If Ethan is Robert Scorpio's son, then this whole thing has been pointless. You will have ended your own child's life for nothing. So, kill Ethan. Kill Luke. Kill me. So what? It doesn't take away from the fact that you have failed miserably.
If you are trying to convince me not to pull the trigger, you're doing a wretched job.
No, no.
Wait, wait. You won't.
I wouldn't.
No, because it's too insignificant of a victory. Your need for revenge runs deeper than this.
Don't you pretend to know me.
If you leave now, you could still escape.
Why would I? From what? I'm the one in control.
For now, there are three of us.
For now.
And only one of you.
I would change that to two.
Guard or plaything?
Is there a difference?
My son is a Scorpio. And he has nothing to do with this ridiculous feud.
Oh, I think the jury is still out on that.
What can I do to convince you?
Oh, you've done quite enough.
No!
Fortunately, or unfortunately, I have a discreet, reliable lab at my disposal.
Easy, darling, don't tear off my toupee.
Oh, cute.
Ow.
So I suppose we will see what we see.
And what exactly will we see, English?
I've conned princes into paupers. You don't think I could manage a fake DNA test?
If you are telling the truth, you may have spared your son. If you're not telling the truth, you won't have spared anyone, including yourself.
$5 a line, with access to America's largest 5G included. That's right, unlimited and nationwide 5G for the whole family for just $25 a line, only at T-Mobile.
Come with me. Got a car just over there. I'll take you to the hospital.
Honey.
Sir, I'm so sorry. Your gun is making my wife very nervous. Would it be possible for you to leave it with your partner? I'm sure he can watch after it for you.
Sir, if you see me, go right there and I'll shoot.
Oh, you're making a big mistake.
We'll take that chance. Hand over the hardware.
What are you gonna do now?
takes care of that.
I'm not so sure. This was too easy.
Easy for you.
Why two guards and not ten?
You think it's a trap?
It could be. All right, let's avoid it. Let's split up. I'll get into the warehouse. You circle around the compound and see if there's another way in.
And if we find any more men with guns?
Just lay low. Don't let them see you. Don't shoot unless you have to. Remember, we're going to get the boys out with no injuries.
Okay, we better move then, because Lulu's not going to be able to decoy them forever.
In all the towns in all the world.
I had to walk into yours. Hey, Dodge!
No, don't come any closer. I wouldn't want to kill you.
Don't worry, honey, I'm right here.
I couldn't do this without you.
I got a disabled alarm.
Okay, we did not get into this van. We'll be sitting ducks.
Okay, let me get back to the warehouse. What are we supposed to do?
All right. Get you to the hospital.
No!
What's going on? Oh. Are you okay?
No, we're not going to make it to the hospital. This baby is coming right now.
Not exactly the greeting I was hoping for. What is the problem?
I'm standing on a pressure bomb, a landmine. So if I move, boom.
How did this happen?
A very unfriendly gentleman pointed a gun in my face and said, stand here. He said if I refused, then they'd shoot me and I'd lay my body on the bomb so that whoever came to rescue me would roll me over. Now you get the picture.
Vividly.
Figured Holly would be looking for me.
She is.
So she wouldn't suspect I was booby-trapped. So in a roundabout way, I'm trying to save my mother's life.
Very gallant.
Problem is, I'm getting woozy. So I'm just going to say what I have to say, and you need to get the hell out of here.
Okay. Okay, first things first. Tell me what you need to tell me.
At the warehouse, man. This is a setup.
First things first. Lucky's alive. And I think he's free.
But you're not sure.
We were tied up together. Lucky managed to get loose, but the guards came before he could untie me. So he took off. I don't know if they've caught him.
How long ago?
Before they stood me on this thing? I don't know. The time's getting funny. It was dark, and then it was light, and now it's dark again. So, I don't know, maybe 12 or 16 hours? Also, I heard shooting, so Lucky could be wounded. You should start searching for him.
I'll leave you.
Don't worry about me. I won't be here much longer.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that part. Do you know who's behind this?
The guards are reporting to someone. I haven't heard a name. Even it. Choice of hostages. I could say you managed to royally piss someone off.
Dodge!
Okay, I'm gonna pass out soon, so you need to go.
Do you really think that's gonna happen? Do you think I'm just gonna walk away and let my kid die?
You have other kids, Luke. Worry about them.
Okay, everybody just calm down. I can explain this.
All right, take it easy. One more move and I snap her neck.
part of some lame rescue attempt, Cole.
Oh, this pretty little thing? She's part of the cavalry?
I don't know where you get your information, but I assure you that I am not some pretty little thing.
Come here!
Bill, wrong way. You're supposed to be leaving.
Not without you.
I was dead the minute I stepped up on this thing. I'm glad I got to see you.
Okay, well, here's a thought. How about we get you out of here and then we can see a lot more of each other?
Oh, I told you. Worry about your other kids. Lucky he's in trouble.
Not as much as you seem to be at the moment.
No, he called me, said he was onto something big and needed backup. I was on my way to meet him when the lights went out.
Okay, fresher detonates the bomb. They have to disarm this without blowing us both to Kingdom Come.
Damn it, Luke! Listen to me! Lucky couldn't give me details. He thought his phone was tapped. But I could hear it in his voice. Whatever he is into has him on a ragged edge. So go help him while you still can.
Are you finished?
No. No. I have loved every day of my life. I've made it this far without any regrets. And I will not let my last thought be that I was too selfish and stupid to step off of this thing before you walked through that door.
Okay, I listen to you. Now you listen to me. You are my son. I will save you or die trying. That's my right as a father.
What do you say? Shall we join my parents and save the day?
After you.
So far, so good.
Defined for.
I can see the interior wiring. Just have to disarm it.
I can't believe this. The only noble thing I do in my life, and you have to muck it up.
Well, if you're complaining about my parenting style, get in the long, bloody line.
Honestly, I think this is the first time I've ever had reason to complain.
Well, then you, my son, are not just woozy, you're delusional.
You know, I wanted you to be my father before I knew you were. You remember the first time I showed up with a Hornet Star?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I knew right then we were two of a kind.
No, you're wrong there. You are what I wish I was. What I wish I could be. You have all my grace and none of my flaws.
I cheated cards.
I consider that grace. I like the way you live life, Dodge. You live for the game. You play hard. And you laugh whether you win or lose. You know, when you came to the Holy Star, you came to learn from me. But I learned from you.
Hey! Luke, Dad, almost lost my balance there. I don't think I can stand up much longer.
You're gonna have to. Disarmed it?
You think?
Well, I cut a wire and it didn't blow up. I think the odds are in our favor.
So what are the odds now? Hover under what, 20 to 1?
Give or take.
You've gone all in on worse.
I have.
All right. Okay. You get out of this warehouse and I will step off.
No. No way. You give me your hand.
No, you've done more than enough.
We are in this together. Live or die. Give me your damn hand, jackass.
Look, you have people that love you. All right? It's not fair to throw your life
Look,
away.
I am your father, and I am not
being a father. Live for the ones that you've got left.
You listen to me. My old man was a poisonous son of a bitch who failed me every day of his life. I will not follow in his footsteps. Now you take my hand, and we do this together.
Fine. Be that way.
All right, on one, two...
No, wait.
What?
I didn't, because you were going to let me go and fall backwards.
Of course I was going to let you go.
Because you're a cheat.
Yes, I was going to cheat. I'm trying to save your life.
Well, I was trying to save your life, so I cheated first. Deal with it. We're alive.
Save my life.
I know.
Now, isn't this heartwarming?
He was always proud of herself. Clowns.
It's pretty hard to take you seriously, you know?
All right, fun's over. You're outnumbered.
We're gambling people. 5-1 are not bad odds.
Think so? Hand over the gun now.
Don't do it.
Get over there. Move.
See you, brother.
I wish it was in better circumstances.
I want to see this boss of yours face to face.
Fortunately for you, he feels the same way.
God. No.
It can't be.
Each other now, but you didn't like me. You didn't love me.
My mom and I put you on death row, and you tried to take my son away from me forever.
Hey, because you were a drunk.
That's right. I made mistakes in the past, and I'm trying to improve. You gotta do the same thing, all right? You can't be the same selfish, manipulative bitch you've been in the past. You just can't do it anymore.
I can't believe you were saying this.
I'm saying this because I care about you. I'm saying it because I'm asking for a commitment. That means there's gotta be some major changes between us. I don't mean to interrupt your beautiful evening, but I'd like you all to share in an incredible moment as I ask the most beautiful woman in the world to be my wife.
Whoa. Wow.
That's right. Now, I know to most of you, this comes as a surprise. Sammy and I haven't always gotten along too well. In fact, we've dedicated most of our lives to making each other miserable. But we've managed to call a truce for the sake of our son. If you ask me, I think it happened at the perfect time. As you all are aware, it's been a very, very difficult year for us. And I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but somehow, these former enemies turned to each other and relied on each other. And in the process, they fell in love. Maybe we saw a side to each other that we never saw before. I know I saw a person who hurt and loved more deeply than anyone I have ever seen in my life. Yet she is reluctant to marry me. Reluctant to trust me. And I'm hoping this will change her mind.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else, he'll trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. He'll turn his back on his best friend if he puts her down.
Go, daytime spoilers. For Young the Restless, Phyllis and Abby team up to neutralize Adam Newman. Will Victoria be a target too? Lauren feels a new distance from Michael. Could his darkest desires be resurfacing for Cricket? Over in General Hospital, Brando becomes very important to people in town, and Dante makes a shocking discovery. Is he Dev's father? Neil exacts revenge on Nina. Olivia's depression takes an unexpected turn. Sam finds herself challenged by Valentine. Cyrus brings the worst out of people, and Franco screws up again. On Days of Our Lives, Claire gets a new perspective. Ben makes unexpected choices. Gwen's identity looms on the horizon. Rafe, Will, and Sunny soon exit. On Bold and Beautiful, Steffi gets desperate. Will Dr. Finn be her hero? Hope gets clingy again, and Shauna stands her ground. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And it's always fun hosting Soap Night with you. I will catch you on the flip side. Enjoy. Good night. And join me next week for a General Hospital night. It's just a teaser of what you expect.
Did you know GEICO is now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies?
Wow.
So what are you waiting for? Idina Menzel to sing your own theme song?
Tara, Tara, look at her go with a fresh cup of joe.
How did she even get in here?
And save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th.
Remember, so put your hands together for
everything that seems like a...
the unicorn.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome our very own very hot dancers, the Haunted Starlets.
I don't care.
Your eye health and safety is our top priority. Because seeing them flourish. Because watching old home videos. Because catching a glimpse of her.
Stay in. Get things done.